happy to be here by the invitation of our precious brother Makwinya here.
And
it's our joy to come and have fellowship around his word as we appreciate what the Lord has done for us in these end times to send us a message which is an absolute, which we can hold on to and is able to service us and to lead us and to guide us till we hit the rapture. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Precious Lord Jesus, I want to thank you this morning and I appreciate you for this time once again, so precious and so dear to us. That in a world so full of confusion, yet your children who are disillusioned can be able to gather up, to wait upon you, to pray, to worship, and to look unto you. We thank you, Father, for such glorious moments that you give us when we come into your house. And I would like to thank you, Lord Jesus, for every brother and every sister that has come, for we know that you've got a purpose. And Lord Jesus, we pray that this morning, by your Holy Spirit, that we may catch the intended purpose for this service.
Amen.
That by the end of this service, we can safely say, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us? We pray for strength. We pray for courage. We pray for the anointing. We pray for inspiration. Come, Lord, this morning, that we may fulfill your purpose in this service. I commit myself to you. Strengthen me. Lord, go almighty and anoint me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray as we believe. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Shall we take our seats?
God, I send you pass.
This morning, without wasting time, we'd like to just go into God's word. I'll just be passing a few comments on prayer.
And
I believe that those comments will be a blessing to you. For the word of God cannot be spoken and not achieve what its intention is for. Do you believe that? Amen. Let's turn our Bible to Psalm 65.
Verse 2.
And Philippians 4, 6.
Now, Philippi 4, 6.
1 Thessalonians 5, 17. We start with Psalm 65, verse 2. We read. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. We know we are just flesh. And all we can do is to go to him because he hearest prayer. In other words, there is nothing that flesh can do. All that flesh can do on its own will amount up to nothing. But when flesh goes before the Lord in prayer, then God is able to bring out something.
Amen.
Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. No amount of care, no amount of worry, no amount of debates, no amount of talking.
Apana kuanda kuyekuita hanya kana kukakava kana kunetsekana
will achieve anything.
Kunogona kubuditsa chinhu.
But in everything,
asipa zvinhu zvose,
by prayer
no kunyengetera
and supplication
no kukumbira
with thanksgiving,
nekutenda,
let your request be made known unto God.
Mikumbiro yenyu ngaiziviswe kuna Mwari.
1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing.
Rambai muchinyengetera pasina kumira.
In other words, not only a day, not only for a week, without ceasing. May God a blessing reading of His word as we take our seats. Now I want to just pass some comments on prayer. And I titled this little my message, Prayer Changes Things. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the dynamics behind the happening of many things. You might not feature where it is happening. You might not say anything when everyone else is saying something. But yet, while you are in prayer, the dynamics.
Simba.
Oh my. The dynamics.
Simba.
Are happening. For everything else to move, you need the dynamics. For a car to move, yes, it's not just the engine, which is the mechanics. It might be a very good car, which can move so fast, but you need the dynamics. It's just a big, nice bus. It's a so-called powerful Rolls-Royce engine on an aeroplane. It amounts up to nothing if there is no dynamics. So I'm saying this morning, prayer is the dynamics behind everything happening. You might be just a little sister in church, a little brother in church, a nobody, a non-entity. But if you will apply yourself to prayer,
it
will change things. In my life, there is many things that I've seen, that I've witnessed, that I could not change, that I could not talk over to see happen. But I've learned this one secret. Kneeling down to pray. Even with no one knowing, with no one noticing, I've seen mountains tumble down. I have seen valleys being raised. I have seen things change. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this
with
what is in our hands as a church. What we need is prayer. Because prayer changes things. I'm happy because for a week, since the other Monday up to last Sunday, we had called for a prayer for Eastleigh Church as a church. So for the whole week, we were praying for this church. And our only request was, let's pray for Eastleigh Church. That for their present condition and situation, God can directly intervene.
Amen.
Service days, we cancelled our services. Service day, we're starting on normal time, 5:30
p.m.
And for the days which were not service days, we would meet in the morning, 5:30 a.m. Everybody was in church, and you'd be surprised, the church was full every day.
Then,
Sunday morning, the whole church was on a fast. 7 o'clock in the morning.
We
were there, then we had to have our service. Then we had to have our service later. So that goes to show, when we realize we are only human and we are flesh, and God hears prayer, and we go to Him in prayer. I want to tell you, friends, what looks like mountains will be turned into valleys. What looks like deep valleys We be lifted up to plains. God answers prayer. And I want to challenge this church to go to prayer. Not just even as individuals, but as a church. Because it's an issue that concerns the church. You cannot just treat it like just a common issue. It's a crisis. It's not just for whoever brother wants, maybe he comes here on his own, but it's a church issue that concerns us all. And let me tell you, it's not nice and good. Each one of us needs to enjoy the comfort of his bed. And for you to wake up that early, maybe from where you come, it's so far away, having to travel maybe a week or some time. There's always questions. But God loves sacrifice. That's why Israel will bring their sacrifices to the altar. This house of clay has its own demands. Sometimes that can outweigh the spirituality that you ought to hit into. But there is no sacrifice that goes without a blessing. Sometimes we have to sacrifice on our time. We sacrifice to go to work even in winter. We sacrifice to go to work early in the morning. We make sure we are there. But surely is this not a worthy cause for each and every one of us to sacrifice? Where we will talk less. Where we will discuss less. Where we will argue less. Where we will debate less. And have more of prayer. And let's see if the true living God will not intervene. You should remember what happened to us as a church was not meant to divide us. It was not meant to isolate one another. It was not meant to bring divisions. But if we don't pray, all those things will be part and parcel of the process. And I don't think our God would ever be happy. Neither our departed pastor would ever be happy. But prayer will keep us united. Prayer will keep us as one. Because it will post us into realms which will unite us with unity of purpose until the whole process is finished. And it will help this church to show us the way. And it will prepare us to receive what God has for us. I'll show this morning. So all thou hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. So
we
are saying, let all flesh go before him in prayer. Because God answers prayer, and prayer changes things. Be careful for nothing. Sometimes we are too careful. Sometimes we are over careful. But the Bible says, be careful for nothing. But in everything, what you ought to be careful over, in everything by prayer. Those things you are so careful over, those things you are so worried over, in everything as such, By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
It's
calling you to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. You can never say, now I have prayed enough. Pray continuously without ceasing. Such are the days in which we are living that we need prayer without ceasing. In your home, at work, sometimes personally, it happens, sometimes I'm driving.
And
this other day, and I feel it's too late for me to wait to get home. The issue is a crisis. I don't even wait. I just pray. Sometimes even when I'm driving, one time I noticed I'd gone for over an hour in prayer, but I'm driving. Sometimes I receive prayer requests. It's so urgent. Right now, just bow your head, let us pray. But I'm driving. Constantly laying our hearts before the Lord. Constantly laying our hearts in His presence. Prayer will roll away all arguments. Because it will bring in the presence of God in the midst of the people. Brother Branham shows and he says, religion wasn't made to argue over. When your religion brings you to arguments, when your religion brings you to quarrels, when your religion brings you to where you say, your brother, you are a devil, and the brother calls me a devil, then that religion is run too far short the requirements for which it has been sent. Brother Bram says, I said, oh no, Brother Bosworth. I said, I don't believe in arguing with anybody.
He says,
I don't believe in arguing with anybody. Religion wasn't made to argue over. Is to believe. That's right. Not to argue about. Not to argue about, but to believe. We are called to believe the word, the message, but not to argue over. You know, you can have the battle of courts for years, but never come to the reality of the court. I've always said many times back home that many times we read what Brother Branham said verbatim, but we fail to catch the spirit behind what Brother Branham was saying. Brother Branham says, see what the tape says. Is he just coming here to come and then start reading now? Brother Branham says, now, Brother Brosworth, I don't believe in arguing with anybody. And then we just catch. That's what Brother says. Is that what you are saying? Saying what the tape saying is, you are catching the inspiration. You are catching the anointing behind the words that Brother Branham says. And you say it in the same anointing and inspiration. What if I say, I'm saying what Brother Bram says? What the tape says. And yet my life is so totally different from what Brother Bram says. What I say is totally contrary. In other words, you're just catching it literally. But there is the anointing and the spirit of the letter. That's why the scripture says the letter killeth. The quotation killeth. But you need the inspiration and the anointing. Do you see that, my brother, my sister? Do you see that? It's not being dogmatic. But it's being pragmatic. And what makes you pragmatic is the spirit and the anointing. Is that clear? Now, I can pull an example I was saying this other day at church. One brother says now.
Can I bring the tithe of dogs to you, Pastor? And some ask, can I bring a tithe of a bell that was smuggled into the country? And the pastors are in trouble.
What would you say? Paul says,
Paul Arnold,
chaona pamusika.
What you get at the market.
Tenga udya wakanya.
Buy and eat without saying a word.
Nuri wada kubvunzurudza.
Because if you want to find out,
audi,
you won't eat.
2 liters after you take a matiem.
The 2 liters of cooking oil that I buy in tea.
Pane gonyet rakapinda sina kunaka.
There is a gonyet that smuggled it.
So the house eating.
So you do not buy that
suit yauri kupfeka iyo.
That suit that you are wearing.
Pane container yakabva ku Dubai.
There is a container that came from
Dubai. Vakomana vane zvakaita.
The boys smuggled it.
Hauzoipfeki.
You will not wear it. Ndapedza.
So you are talking about the bureau, but the list is unending.
Now you only mentioned the bear of clothes, but is in such a wonder.
Jesus is invited for a wedding.
Jesu akakokwa kumuchato.
And he's seated there.
No
one to entertain him. Then a woman, ill fame. She comes in. Jesus is lonely. And she comes in with very expensive perfume. Where did she get the money from? Was she working in Okes?
I said, I'm okay.
Don't
be over spiritual.
Don't take one item
and go to extremes.
Kana wa plaza zose wozo buda ne sum total.
But rightly divide the word of truth and come
balance the Christians.
Toda ma Kristo anoenza nisa shoko.
Ugarumbane one coat unorasika.
If you stand with one coat,
brother,
man,
tora gwaro omanya naro kuvamuna Genesis wena kusoma Revelation.
Take a verse and run through from Genesis to Revelation. After you've added all things, if it does not run through the scripture, it is no abstract.
Amen. 1 plus 1 is 2. Kuna x plus x foot.
There's also x plus x.
Letter plus letter. Quite a number plus number.
saukamanyana manhamba chete unorasika.
If there are only numbers, you'll be lost.
1 plus 1 equals 1. Go x plus x.
1 plus 1 equals 1. Ko algebra unoita sei?
Dzidziswa nokubvuma kudzidziswa odzidza.
You must accept to be taught.
Haikona kuita maziva zvose musoro bhangu.
Don't think you know all.
Ndo musoro bhangu unenge waziva zvakawandisa. Saka musoro uri kuzvimba. Asi makumbo nokuti izviri musoro hausi kudya zvinofutisa namakumbo anotakura musoro. Saka musoro unenge wazvimba tumakumbo turi tutetetete unozopesera watipo wadonha. Idya zvinopinda mumuviri wese woita inonzi balanced diet pakutenda. Haleluya uko!
It's a balanced diet as a Christian. Amen.
Balance the Christians.
So nama Kristu akatsikama.
Because musoro bhangu unongo the prophet says, the prophet says, the, so what?
The prophet said, prophet anu, prophet saka.
So what?
Saka.
Balance the diet, inokwira. Inofutisa makumbo. Inofutisa maoko. Inofutisa magokora.
The legs will get enough.
Kana ofamba musoro ofamba kudaizo.
When you walk, you don't have big head. That everything is balanced.
Shoko ndiro rinounza balance the diet.
The word is the one that brings shoko ndiro rinounza
chakakwana.
The word brings
iwe tambira shoko chete uchiri tender.
Just believe the words.
Richivava.
Whether it's
richinua.
Whether it's
shatter,
whether it's bitter,
konguru yemuno taka fema yakakora yemuno dya
999.
That is in China.
That fetid
mashija emagwere inorya.
It eats the cobs from
masese inorya.
It also eats
zese inorya. Munhu wese pana ndanguru enda haina mafuta.
Everyone here who wants to
mukristu jashokorese.
The Christian must receive all the word.
The testament yakare vaitwa uraya kwanzi vaijana ma appetites kwanzi anonzi ne shurungu. Vaijane ura nezvese zviri muura.
The Old Testament Christians would eat with all the entrails.
Wanga usinga sarudzi waidya zve.
You would not choose. You ate everything. Everything.
Chimbeta amen.
Say amen.
Chimbeta hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Ah, chimbosumudza ruoko rwako.
Wave your hand.
Kana zvanakidza unopota uchimbosumukira wakachimboda
izvi. If you are being blessed, you can rise up.
Ombo famba kuti brother muri kusimudza.
And walk around and say
brother. Wonokara pasi foot.
And go back and sit down.
Tiritesere mukatumo.
Are we together, church?
I want
to preach to happy people. Why are you sad? Why are you
crying? Zvanzi ndokunaka, ndokunaka, Mwari makanaka. Oh, ndokunaka. Imi Mwari makanaka, oh ndokunaka, ndokunaka
Mwari makanaka.
Oh apo pa Calvary
mafira.
Miedzo chete asi inokundwa. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivered them from all.
It's
the church who will be delivered from all.
Shake
somebody's hand next to you and say all.
It has all.
Delivered from all. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in battle, when the terrain changes,
kana nharaunda yashanduka,
we change the tactics.
Tinoshandura marwiro.
When the terrain changes,
kana nharaunda yashanduka,
we change the tactics.
Tinoshandura marwiro.
We change the methods.
Tinoshandura nzira dzekurwa.
If the battle
kana hondo
is raging in the sea,
ichirwirwa mugungwa,
you don't use the infantry.
Haushandise mauto anorwa nepfuti.
But you now need submarines.
Asi wakuda masubmarine.
You need warships.
Wakuda
zvikepe zvehondo. Because the terrain has changed.
Nekuti pekurwira pashanduka.
You change the tactics.
Unoshandura karwiro.
Are you ready to change the tactics?
Wagadzira here kushandura karwiro.
We are saying that tactic is prayer changes things.
Yes, you know, takurwa nekuti munamato unoshandura zvinhu.
Preaching has its place. All other things have their place. But the battle terrain has changed. Eastly Church, let's change the tactics. Let's change the tactics.
Amen.
If the battle is in the air, if it's in the air, then you need those war jets.
Fighter jets.
Dinagri was steric no kuona, zombo zirukuruka nana, North Korea nana, Russia na Japan. Ingwa ye shof.
I always enjoy the weapons that are being made by North Korea and Russia. Barukuratizana zombo.
Ganshwering and Hasum Provilage Gwanzi. There will be missiles everywhere in the end times.
I was reading the prophet saying, "Kuchawa kwine mabomba kwese kwese."
Kwanzi muzumutana zvema superpowers, but then even small nations will have missiles.
Anzia zumutana zvema simba ema atomic nyika.
He says, "Watch, just one nation starts."
Anzi muchangona ime nyika ichangotanga.
Every other nation, including small nations, they will pull on their triggers.
Kunyange dzime nyika dzose kunyange dike vachango.
And in no time, this whole world will be gone. Who doesn't have missiles today? But you are saying, my brother, my sister, we have missiles here. Every one of you has got a missile. You've got your missile. Get ready to fire your missile. Down on your knees.
End up on my feet.
Eastly Church, let's fire our missiles. This is the time to fire our missiles. Fire your missile in the morning. Fire your missile in the evening. Fire your missile in church. Fire your missile while you are driving. Fire your missile when you are asleep. Fire it everywhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me an amen.
Amen.
Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me a praise God.
Praise God.
Give me an amen.
Amen.
Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give me a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when the terrain changes, we change tactics. We don't use the old tactics. Look at America. Look at Russia. They always understudy each other. Which warship they have, they improve on it. Which warplane they have, they improve on it. Which missiles they have on it. Are you improving your missiles? Because the devil now is using other tactics. Are you ready? I love this thing. I think you always see it on social media where you have changing tactics. There is a big snake there. And it picks the snake, big one, takes it up in the air. And it goes when it's in the air. It says it changes tactics. Because if it's on the ground, as long as the snake has got grip, it can strike. But now the eagle knows, it goes, it actually steps on it, then it picks up the snake. And when the snake is in the air, it cannot do that. It'll just be doing like that. So the eagle changes its tactics. When the terrain changes, you change your tactics. You have to know how to attack the devil. It's not your brother. It's the devil. It's not your sister. It's the devil.
Hallelujah.
Don't waste your ammunition on the wrong thing. Direct your missile to the target. Now, why am I saying let's pray? Brother Branham, this quotation somewhere up there.
Brother Branham,
he's been talking of a pastor, Putin, then removed, then maybe he goes, now the deacons get this, but I want this part. But when God sends one along,
That
is a pastor. Not what the people themselves want, but when God sends. Because when God sends one along, it's a continuation. He is the right man. Always you should pray and seek God's favor. You who have searched to select your pastor.
This is
the
you who have to select a pastor,
always
you must always be praying
so God's
favor. Have God's favor.
The scripture says pastors come from the Lord.
Are we agreed?
They don't come from the people, but they come from.
Now,
I'll show you with just two examples that I'll pick there. When we pray as a church, God already has, but we are clearing ground for us to be able to receive what God has. Because God can have, but if you are not prayed up enough, you can say no, and yet it's God giving you. You can have your own idea, and yet it's God giving you. So when we pray, we are doing ourselves good. In that we are preparing ourselves to be able to see and recognize what God has for us. Is that so? Maybe I'll pick example there. Now, Acts chapter 13.
Now,
I just put there, separate for me Paul and Barnabas. Let's look at the scenario. In line with prayer. Acts 18:1, I read. Now, they were in the church that was at Antioch. Certain prophets and teachers as Barnabbas and
Simeon,
that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene,
and Manaen,
which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul.
Are
we clear? And they ministered to the Lord. They prayed to the Lord. And fasted. Prayer and fasting. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. You see? This happened while they were praying. Separate for me Paul and Barnabas. These men went to prayer. And the Holy Ghost spoke, separate me Barnabas and Saul.
Now,
I like that part. We say, for the work whereunto I have called them. Not for the work which I will call them for. God had already called them for a work. God already knew them for the work. But all these other men did not know. All these other people did not know. So what they did is they went into prayer and fasting. Then God revealed to them what he had for them. So their prayer was to prepare them to be able to catch and receive what God had for them. Because if they would not pray, then they would not be able to catch it. You see, he's already saying, what I separate them for me for what? For the work whereunto I have called them. He had already called them. He knew the work. But the church went into prayer. And then the Holy Ghost separated for me. So we pray as a church to catch what God has for us. I want to assure you, church, don't be afraid. Once you take that route, God will reveal it. Take your time. Don't hurry. Take your time. Give him his place. Give him his time. He will reveal into your hearts. Because what comes from God is what is best for you as a church. What is acceptable by God is what will carry this church through. Are we together? I might have my own idea. He might have his own idea. That might have his own idea. But ideas will only be ideas. But when it's an idea, when it's something from glory, when it's something from God and it's revealed, brother, it will carry you through. Remember, it's everything according to what it is. If it's the word way, it will produce the word. If it's anything else, time will always tell and reveal. But then it's too late. But while it's here today, let's get down on our knees. So prayer, I said, was to prepare themselves to receive what God had for them, lest they missed it. For where unto I have called them. Now, do you see? The coming of Samuel. Samuel. Hannah was barren. She had no child. She was praying. Until one day she went to her husband.
Says,
you, Elkanah, give me a child. You have to know who you go to when you have such a crisis. Go to God. Go to God. And Elkanah says, as much as I love you are my sweetheart. I've married you, but I can't give you a child. And when she realized that nothing would come out of it, she just woke up and she went to the temple to pray. Are we there? Prayer changes things. She went to the temple to pray. And as she was praying, then the priest Eli would watch and see what is happening, and so on and so on and so on. And until in the end, Eli pronounced the blessings. Maybe you receive whatever you are asking for. That was the coming of Samuel. And then the prophet shows that when the time that Hannah prayed, at that time, God also in his program was wanting and was about to bring a man child, not only a man child, but a prophet on earth. Do you see that, my brother? So it was not so much of the prayer of Hannah. Yes, for her own part and peace. But God already had a Samuel. God already had a prophet. So the prayer of Hannah prepared her to receive what God had for her. God already has somebody. God already has one. And as we pray, God will reveal. Varume hambari gani kutaurire vamwe vedu patabva kure taona zvakawandisa mina mato inopindurwa.
God answers prayer.
And when you pray open-handed. You don't pray with an alternative. You pray open-handed. Seriously saying, thy will be done. Because the perfect will of God for this church, if God will reveal it, that will be the best for the whole church. But my will amount to nothing. Your will amount to nothing. Time will tell. But let's find the perfect will for God's people for this church. And the way to go is prayer. Being neutral, as Brother Branham says. He says, being neutral. He says, and the way the tree will lean, that's the way it will fall. Don't fear for God. For those who believe in God, everything is under control. It's his church. It's his bride. He is more concerned than we are even concerned. So if we let go and let God have his way, watch what will happen, my brother. God is more concerned about Eastley Church than the deacons are, than the trustees are, than we the preachers are, than any ministers are. He is very concerned. Let's give him his place. Let's give him his position and say, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. What is so good for us is what we need. Reveal to us.
These apostles at 18,
there was a problem.
In our
business, there are
prophets. There are
men
of
reputation.
But the issue here, kana tipedze usiku wese tichiexchangeana magwaro asi nyaya iripo magwaro tinawo vamwe titori vaprofit according to the scripture, vamwe titori maticha emandiriri according to the Bible.
We are reputable
zvese zvakanaka asi nyaya itoripo tose pamuna mato.
Let's all go to prayer.
Mwari ngataure, mwari ngazarure.
Let God speak, let God reveal.
Mwari vanotaura kuhana.
God will speak to his children.
And did he delay? Separate from me. Paul and Barnabas.
Paul and Barnabas.
Is someone who knows that the Bible is not rose?
When you believe the Bible, we believe it.
And I don't want to take chances in Shoko.
I don't. I believe everything. Everything going along. Amen.
Now, in other words, if this is scripture, then I can safely say, let us fulfill all righteousness. Have we fulfilled this part of prayer as a church? Have we come to a place where we are desperate to know the mind of God? Have we come to a place where we can lay our face towards his face? Let me tell you, friends, in this issue, guesswork won't work. Presumptions won't work. Reality should prevail. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Prayer changes things. I quote from the Message Faith of 56, paragraph 5. We are just looking forward to a great time in the Lord. And with your prayers, I'm sure that we will do the best we can for the glory of God. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes death. Prayer changes death to life. Prayer changes sickness to health. Changes sinners to saints. It's prayer. You may laugh too much. You may shout too much. You may eat too much. But you will never pray too much. That's why scripture says pray without ceasing. The Bible said, I would that man pray everywhere. I would have that man pray everywhere. Lifting up holy hands. So you will never be able to pray too much.
If you are on night duty, you can spend 2 months sacrifice. So you can get money. If they transfer to
sometimes
you,
people,
you
we are just
there.
Very much unconcerned. Sometimes we don't really mean what we mean. Sometimes we are not as spiritual as we think we are.
Prayer is not something that you can enjoy. The whole night
praying.
From where you are
tired and come here to pray. And then you are jailed out mangwana na 6 a.m. Unodya tray yakazara.
Used to a heavy breakfast.
Rupasa wama buns nechingwa neti.
Buns and
patenu rukuwatsa zvimwe futi. Pa 1 o'clock.
And 1 o'clock.
Wautotadzira mwari nekudya.
And you are sinning before God because of eating.
Mweya wesafeting. Kana tasvika pama crisis akadai.
When we come to such
toda kuti zvinhu zvifambe.
We want things to move.
Tinochinja ma tactics.
We change our Hondo
tactics. Hondo yakuda ma different tactics.
The war now needs
kutaura hakuchabatsira.
Talking will not change.
Kutukana hakuchabatsira.
Arguing will not
change. Kusondana hakuchabatsira. Kurwisana nama quotations hakuchabatsira.
Fighting with God
is not the Jehovah wede.
We now need the God of heaven.
Ataure kabacha.
He who speaks.
Ikereke yake ane godo nayo. Ikereke yake azomboirasa. Anoita zvaanoda nayo. Ande ipamuna mato Eastleigh Church.
Let's go to prayer Eastleigh Church.
Ngatimbundirana ino rudo.
Let's see. Let's go to the altar. We will see what will come. Something will
come.
Something will definitely come. Something will definitely come.
And kana zveuno mhanya
vano mhanya
nga vamhanya vanolanga vade asi ndezvamwari vanonzira nyasha.
Oh
Mari wenyasha, Mari wenyasha, burukirayo mutembere
Eastleigh,
nyasha dza Jehovha ngadziburuke panzvimbo ino.
Let it come down at Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Ndipewo haleluya wako.
Can I have an hallelujah?
Ndipewo amen wako.
Can I have an amen?
Ndipewo thank you Lord Jesus wako.
Ndipewo totenda Isa Jesu. Amen.
It's prayer.
Munyengetero.
You may laugh too much. You may shout too much. You may eat too much. I would that many pray everywhere. Lifting up holy hands. So you will never be able to pray too much. What think you of Christ? Paragraph 1. In the presence of 57. In the presence of the Almighty God. To offer prayer. Our most beloved Heavenly Father. It is indeed a great privilege that we have to come to.
Thee
in the way of prayer.
It is
indeed a great privilege.
So
church, let's not miss out on this great privilege we have. It's a great privilege to come to him in prayer. That we have to come to thee in the way of prayer and with the great promise behind it. That prayer changes things. And in this day that we are now living, there is so many changes needed. And we pray that you will change all the wrong to right. We pray that you will change all the wrong to right. Change sorrow into joy. Change sickness into health. Change sin into righteousness. Change gloom into glory. Grant it, Father. Hear the prayers of your people as we offer it to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thy lovely son, amen. You may be seated. Now prayer is the greatest weapon God ever gave unto man. It's a spiritual weapon. It's a lock that unlocks where no other lock cannot unlock. It's a missile that can penetrate through walls of situation. It's a missile which makes its way to the target unseen, unheard of,
risinganzwikwe.
Yet its power
asi isimba
is so real.
Rinotovere chokwadi.
And so tangible.
Rinobatika.
By the results you see.
Asi zvibereko zvacho unozviona.
Now my angel shall go before thee. Paragraph 7 or 53. Now, along this journey, he has promised to supply everything that we have need of. Whatsoever you will ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Whatsoever things. That's Mark 11, 24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it. And you shall have it. Now, he gave us the strongest weapon that there is all the world. You talk of a bomb. Whether nitrogen. Or whatever bomb. It's not powerful. You talk of a 12-pound hammer. It's not as powerful as prayer. Tell me, brother, how many bulldozers or what sort of hammers do you want to get the walls of Jericho to crumble? Or how many missiles? But what did that? Prayer.
Amen.
The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. My prayer is, Lord, help us to realize what power we have. What authority is behind prayer? He doesn't realize what power that is. If the people could only realize, Eastly Church, if we could only realize, it was given right unto them. Anything that you ask for will be given. If you can appropriate the faith to believe it. For God's word is true. Through prayer, God can change the complete destination of things. Through prayer, God can change the complete destination of things. Somebody's destination was death. But God takes off the sickness and is alive. Somebody's destination is sinner. But God takes away the sin, is a saint. So whatever our fears are, on this and that, when we pray, prayer will change the complete destination. Are we clear? I pick it up from this message, Healing of Jairus of 55. Just previous of this chapter, we find one place there where the Son of God spent so much time in prayer. You should spend so much time in prayer. See the reason? And if Jesus had to spend much time in prayer, to stay in fellowship with the Spirit, that was in him, how much more do you and I have to spend in prayer? Brother Abraham says, Jesus spent much time in prayer. And the reason why he did that was to stay in fellowship with the Spirit that was in him. No wonder why he says, I and my Father are one. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. He stayed in prayer to be in fellowship with the Spirit. Do you see why we should stay in prayer? To stay in conduct and in fellowship with the Spirit. So when the Spirit reveals its mind, we are able to catch it. Those men were in prayer. And the Holy Spirit spoke. You know, they were able to catch what God had because they stayed in prayer. If you don't, you miss it. If you only knew what time in prayer meant. Sometimes when you're in prayer, God changes the complete destination of different things. That's going to happen. Sometimes it's something which is going to happen. But your prayer can change the complete destination of things. Are we together? Hondo, aisire nyama neropa.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle.
Amen.
Amen.
And spiritual battles are fought spiritually. Natural battles are fought naturally. Why did I talk of spiritual battles? Because every Christian, every day in your life, you are in a spiritual battle. Even if you are to be closed in your own home on your own, there is battles, the mind, where the greatest battle was ever fought.
You forgot you are in a house, but you are not.
We are in a battle every day of our lives. And it's also fought spiritually. So do you believe that? Might be something fixing to happen. And your prayer could change the whole situation. Pray without ceasing. You find it throughout the whole Bible. In other words, pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Be continuous. Be fervent in prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man will save. Constant. Not only when you are in crisis, but always. In other words, Romans
1:9,
without ceasing, Paul says, I make mention of you always in my prayers. He says, without ceasing. Now, these were great men of God. But watch how they went in their Christian walk with God. You would think a man like Christ or Christ would not, didn't need to pray. But it says he stayed in prayer. To stay in contact and fellowship with the Spirit of God. Look at men like Paul. You think he didn't need time to pray. But he's always uplifting people saying they should pray. Look at Brother Branham. He says many times you think I've gone for maybe to hunt and whatever. But those are the moments that I find time to pray. We need to pray even as individual Christians. It's spiritually healthy.
If you are not prayerful,
you are easily irritable.
As awunonoke kukumbutswa.
Baba wakangoti so naima imwanako amino tai yangiru munonfunza tai murume mkuru imi.
If the husband asks for a tie, where is my tie? And the wife says, you ask me about a tie.
Nyaya ye tie.
Why are you so stupid?
Yakunzi ndikwane.
The issue of a tie, now I'm told I'm stupid. Just because of a tie.
Ininda kati ndideo.
I just said, love me.
Ndika bvisa ngombe 15 dzaka iwa na vabereki
vako. I paid lobola 15 head of cattle.
Ndisina kukwana.
And I'm told I'm stupid.
And we took
the vows.
This is not kukwana.
gown that I bought. That's what happened if you
gumbuka.
You are easily disturbed.
Hey,
my husband, can we have money for bread?
Na iwe. Iwe. Unofunga ndiri aroma bakery
here. Ndini ama aroma bakery is in.
Ndiri proton here.
Ebay proton here.
Ndine oven here chingwa here.
Do I have an oven of bread?
Ndiri ni sister nova not one book yakati. Thy desire shall be unto your husband. Imi ndogwaro rangu. Imi renyu riri papi apa.
If I am the wife, I will say, you should...
Renyu riri papi apa gwaro. Amuru kusenzesa baba.
Now, which scripture are you
looking
for?
Thy desire shall be unto your husband.
You are my sweetheart. If I am the one, these hands.
No, Swanza, you work out.
Must develop colors. It's not for hitting me,
I
want
to learn, man.
No, don't
do that to me.
Demons are overcome by the word.
Kana gumbuka yosa gumbuka. She is at the very opposite. Brother Brown wants it at the very opposite.
If he or she is angry,
yes, look into an assertant.
That's what the devil wants.
Munasingana mat.
A person who is not prayerful.
Makuwa too much.
He is a good communicator.
Brother. Mungali communicator, manatsi is a
gossiper.
Gossiper, mununzi makuwa. Mutototi.
He's a
makuwa.
Gossiper, backbiter.
Nyase ye, mpe makuwa, backbiter. Unuruma nokuseri, nokuseri.
In the front after it has already killed you. Have you heard? If you don't want it to spread, keep it to yourself.
Brother, I love you, brother. These things I don't always say to anybody. I am part of the anybody. Why are you telling me? Makuwa.
Backbiting. I thought it was only women who backbite.
Warume very robust man. Can ati no, ndi no, ati yes, ndi yes, ati shakat, ndi shakat.
Men are robust. If he says no, it's a no. Yes, yes.
Manager, why you
ah, that one is not a good manager.
Hello, sir. Anga achikuti imima amuzi manager.
This man was saying you are not a good manager.
Kushaya munamba munoza munamato.
It's a lack of prayer.
Munoza pano kutaurwa kuti wapinda munamato unoita kunonzi kubovora.
When you enter into prayer.
Those reo zvataishandisa tichanamata somwe.
Those are the expressions we
use. Bere zvekungorya sadza chingoguta nokungorara.
Not just to eat sadza and sleeping.
Paiwa ne language yokuti bovora munamato.
Now, there was a language that we have broken through
in prayer. Backstyle, inoita.
You'll be doing
side, inoita.
You'll be doing side.
Banguri, inoita. This not to apovora.
Because
we have broken through.
You are now in another world.
Mina vamu vasingazizo munamato. Zana brother, ningina sana nguo. Nakuna matakuone kwa. Iswa zuti zuti. Iswa mtiripa manai tujuti guys.
No, if you are not used to such kind of prayer, people are praying to me. Night duty,
night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty.
Night duty.
Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty.
Night duty. Night duty.
Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night
duty. Night duty.
Night duty. Night duty. Night duty.
Night duty. Night duty. Night duty. Night duty.
We work very hard.
Everyone in this
where
position.
Is the sincerity gone to?
Ko kuperera kwakainde piko.
Kurevesa kwakainde pi?
Where is the sincerity gone
kutu
to?
Kuti vanhu vanovote tsitsa uzonwa bofu rotangunda munhu tangu akanonga uya kainda sidana akanonga haachaziya manje bozo wapinda muchannel.
Yes.
Wapinda mubiravira romwe.
In another realm.
Wapinda munyanza.
Is in a sea.
Akanononga sisa vari kwamahenyo kuvari kurwariwa vasingazive akabvapa akanononga mufundisi kutoi pangu pane dambudziko rakadai vasi wapinda zvino mumu mudenga ramatenga inoti munzvimbo dzokumatenga muna Kristu Jesu
in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Tinopiwa zvipo zvakasiyana
and
ngatiremekedze chipo chimwe nechimwe.
Everyone stand on his gift.
And is it?
Is that so?
You
have got a gift of
singing.
We thank God for it.
But someone gave me the burdens
to pray. And
it was in the church.
And they make things move in church.
Prayer warriors. So
prayer
meeting or no prayer meeting.
They are always here.
It's his prayer warriors are akabata mbingu
the
church.
When you see us preaching like this, wakabata
mapila.
Amen.
Children, what's the case here?
We are given. You have got your own. And stay in your lot.
Nah. Paul says, without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayer. Pray without ceasing. Paul says in 2 Timothy 1:3, without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers. Acts 12:5, when Peter was in prison, that was a situation. That was a condition. That terrain had changed. So they had to change the tactics of the battle. Acts 12:5 says, Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
I've seen God reversing.
Kubasa kwako yekwatonzi rako rapa mtarako.
At your work they want to fire you.
Wondingatenda pamuna mato mudzimai nevana.
And you go on in prayer with the children and the wife.
Kuti tisu tanga tichisustaina ka company nguva yese.
Sevana vamwana ndosaka
zvakanaka zvinoita ku company.
All the time.
Gatina mate.
Let's pray.
Unozunzwa mangwana usvika onza in fact pakazo ameno memo yakauya ameno ndiana akai generator memo yakazoti vamwe vangainda zvavo asi mi munenge muri pana musikuzoenda saka
musanyese. You hear them talking to you.
Prayer will change the complete destination.
You are not being fired because of a certain memo. Sinu zashanduka.
Amen. Mizuro pamanga mchangu pamanga zongoni fonera pa ndiri muno muHarare.
Yesterday when you called me, I was
and I'm brother, and I said, I'm
tired, I cannot handle it. I've got a long time before
for the sake
I changed to church. My wife called me.
Somebody, a certain woman.
Right now, my
husband,
my marriage is on the rocks. She's worshiping Zoyoja. But the daughter of her sister was in Satanism. They tried everything and they brought her.
Saka tomuna madira watangutaura pana maruwa tinodiridza vanhuwa maruwa pachikoro tirimona na headmaster chi.
And then she testified that we are so many of us here in Satanism.
My businessmen mazhinja munoziva munomarusape anoti ningini
ningini. Businessmen here munorusape.
Vari pa payroll yedu pasipe mvura.
Tinona mapati kuti tosangana. They are on our payroll from the underworld.
And
they said, no, you've come to the wrong company. She was vomiting new razors.
One time, two inches. She was
vomiting 2 inches, brand new nails.
Kurutsa packet of needles, including she foil kurutsa na ma needles.
And the foil needles.
The devil is cruel. Don't you dare listen to the devil. He wants to destroy you. He is cruel.
She was finally
delivered. So this Zayoja girl then phoned me yesterday. She's married. I don't know. The phone I'm phoned is.
He's told me he doesn't love me anymore.
Situation ikangeaita arise.
When a situation arises,
tikabatana pamunamato, zvese zvinogoneka.
Everything is possible.
And when a situation arises,
kana mamiriro ezvina akauya,
less talking.
Ngati mbomirai kutaura.
Less debate. More on the knees.
Towanza kunyengetera.
Brother, imi munozviona sei, brother Makwinye?
How do you see?
Munozviona sei?
How do you see it, brother?
Imi munozviona sei?
How do you see it, brother?
It's, I will give you my opinion.
But
we want God's opinion. We want God's leadership. Are we together? Musachira shoko ramwari. Shoko ramwari rinozviita. It's just not a chill because we are the ones who are supposed to be prepared for what God has for us. And the only way we prepare ourselves is by prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Remember that importunity, that woman, that person who came and knocked on the door, hours and hours. I wanted to take the whole reading of the Bible in Luke 11, but I don't have time.
Now,
he kept on pestering. Now, when talk of importunity, it's making repeated and inconvenient requests. That's dictionary meaning. Making repeated and inconvenient requests of affairs.
Until the request has been granted.
Repeated. Inconvenient sometimes. Nepano here naiva koma na pese pese.
Hey,
driver. Takarara ndikatomuka na ayonya ndi nayo.
When I am sleeping, I wake up with it.
Panango kuti zvese ndi nayo.
Everywhere I go, I am in prayer.
Importunity beg urgently and repeatedly. That's why now the scripture says, ask. It shall be given. What if you don't ask?
You know, sometimes God will actually say, commission you to do things.
Sister Yeti.
Ask.
He said, what can I ask?
Brother Branham.
Varu kuvima. Vashenya maitsi ndiyavaida.
He could find squirrels.
Uri kutsvaga iko muno iwe.
And what are you doing here?
Uri kutsvaga nyama.
I'm looking for meat.
Nyama yakazara kwese kwese kuma butcher.
There is meat in.
Because I want to tsvaga iri mhando yetsindi inowanikwa musango.
But I want the type of squirrel found in the bushes.
Zvichikumbira achitaura.
Now ask.
Mwari vanotokudza zvokumbira.
God will actually.
Saka ndiri kutaura mumhari zodiki kuti kumbirai zvamuri kuda muchechi ino. Mwari vanazvo.
God has got it.
Ndogwara ndakambokota last time ndakaparidza kuno.
It's the scripture that I quoted last time.
Rains once ini ndini mwambo wei. We go.
I'm the Lord of the harvest.
Ndaona kuti vakohwi vashoma.
I've seen that.
Ndazviona ndini. Sakoko wacho.
I have seen it, the Lord of the harvest.
Dini muzina
ko. I am the Lord of the harvest.
Vako viwa shoma.
I have seen that the reapers are few.
Akanda kutumira.
I am sending.
Akati chenda imuno na mata.
He did not say I'm sending, but he said, go and pray
to the Lord of the harvest.
That I will send you the
Uno zviziva.
He knows.
Unawo.
He has got them.
Process yakanyo kuti imimi kumbirai.
But the process goes through you asking for them. Inazo
kuzvigadzirira kuti gamuchire.
Shano
da kuti unless we miss it.
To receive what he wants to give you.
Are we together?
Siri kunzwika here?
Ask.
Kumbira.
It shall be given.
Uchapua.
Seek.
Tsvaga.
And you shall find.
Uchawana.
Knock. It shall be opened unto you. All these three things are fulfilled while we pray. We are actually asking. At the same time, we are seeking.
If you are there, hear our prayer.
We are knocking.
We are knocking at your kingdom.
But you are doing it in prayer.
I'm not going to Luke 11 because of my time.
In Luke 11,
they say, you, the people of this world, with your weaknesses, if your child asks for fish, will you give the child a snake? If your child asks a good thing, we will give you a bad thing. What about your heavenly Father? If you ask your desires,
he is able to give you your desires. Prayer changes things. The greatest weapon ever put in the hands of mankind, prayer.
Same
quotation, but he preached it another place differently. There is an aspect that I want there. This message, and thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. Now, I would imagine when a trial come up, what's the first thing a child of God has to for refuge when a trial comes? The greatest weapon was ever put in the hands of mankind, prayer.
That
mad. A squeeze will soon come
Let's
upon
depend
us.
On prayer. Squeeze isha uya.
Kungana kwatinoita kushapera very soon.
All the gathering will end.
Tinenge tangova mudzimba nedzimwe nzvimbo. That's why we say kana nyaya dzokuvengana hadzibatsiri.
So the issue of hating each other and fighting.
Uchazoona wapinda mutrenje wangopinda mutown mashata obva wandopinda nezvimabhuku. Uzoona mune munhu nga bhuku.
You enter into a certain trench and you see another brother with some books there.
So we are all believers.
You have got a book.
I've got a Bible.
You believe the prophet. You
will
see that
he
has changed, not to help.
Help.
But to love one another
and
something godly will come out of it. We don't want
ungodly things,
but anything of God, we want it.
Now imagine when a trial comes. What's the first thing a child of God has to refuge when a trial comes? The greatest weapon was ever put in the hands of mankind, prayer. It even changes everything. It even changed the mind of God one time.
When the Bible says God does not change, as
one's prayer even changed the mind of God at one time.
Mm-hmm.
On Hezekiah. Thus says the Lord. You are
going to die.
Oh, Hezekiah, what zero?
Hezekiah went before the wall. 15. Cried unto the Lord.
Muprovida umwechende ndokudzokavune. Thus says the Lord.
The same prophet akadzoka ane zvanzi na Jehovah. If it were today. Today people don't believe such things. We choose what we want to believe and leave the rest. Some of the things people say, they take our time and they are troublesome. And we are lacking in other things. And the prophet
was Jehovah.
To go back, that says the Lord.
This prophet is a false prophet.
Amen.
You said,
that says the Lord.
You
come back again with another
person.
Can we believe such a man? Is there to throw off
the
unbeliever? But the believer and go forward.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do paka shandura pfungwa ya Maria kashandurwa nomina matwa Hezekiah mwari akata ndatendeuka ndatendeuka pfungwa ya ndatendeuka ndatendeuka nchakupa 15 more years ndatendeuka very sorry
ah ndine urombo
15 more years ndinokupa
yawedzera makore 15
munamati unogona kushandura pfungwa ya
prayer can change the mind of God
akumodzi kutaura
not talking
aimbonzi quotation
not the quotation. Not the scripture. Not argument. But prayer. If we, each one of us, we will
come
to that, to know that I will kneel down.
Yeah,
certain issue of
it's my
you.
Responsibility.
Iparangu.
I tell you, friends, a mountain will be a valley.
Komo, rino wisirwa pasi.
The greatest weapon was ever put. Now it even changed everything. It even changed the mind of God one time. God told his prophet to go up and tell the king he was going to die. And the king turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, I beseech you to consider me. I have walked before you with a perfect heart. I need 15 years more, longer. God spared his life 15 years longer. Prayer changes. Says Brother Branham.
Then
these Hebrew children come to a prayer meeting that night.
The quotation told that the children of Israel,
these Hebrew children came to a prayer meeting to pray over the issue. When the Hebrew children come to a prayer meeting that night, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
There had to be a gathering. And this was my saying, let there be gatherings. There had to be a gathering. And a decision had to be made. And I'm saying, You will have to make a decision. But there should be a gathering to what? To pray, he says. There to be a gathering and a decision to be made. No doubt they prayed all night long. It doesn't say they argued all night long. They prayed all night long. And that decision was unanimously because they were deciding that they could not afford to go back on God in the time of trial.
Sarudzo yose yakaitwa nevose vachiwirirana kuti vakanga vachita havagone kupikisana naMwari panguva yakadai.
When the decision is made,
kana sarudzo yaitwa,
shall turn to the things of the world,
kuti atiende,
shall I go with the rest of them?
Ndo tevera nevamwe
vose. That decision comes to every Christian.
Sarudzo inoya kumuKristu wose.
When decisions are to be made, prayers go ahead. Then we catch the mind of God. And we make decisions, the influence of the anointing and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. My last part as I close. Prayer is the rudder power. The rudder power that directs the astronaut.
Rinotunga mira astronaut.
Prayer is the rudder power
Munamato ndo simbare rada
that directs the astronaut.
Rinotunga mira astronaut.
Ah, chanangati zvikoma nami ndikwai kuma 62, 63 taingonzo kuna now wines and William Armstrong here kana ano akaenda kuchi nechinomusere musere tatiri zvikoma napa nguva iyoyo.
We heard about Neil Armstrong.
Hey. Vachienda kunyika dzekumberi.
Going to other planets.
Kana wapinda imomo.
When you enter there.
Kutoenda.
It's going.
And amuna ubate ubate. No. Zvose zvinenge zvakagadzirwa pano.
Everything would have been fixed here.
Zvino controlwa neremote.
It's controlled by remote.
Hakuna hands on.
Not hapana zvekutekenya tekenya.
Leo the Eastleigh Church. Let's remove hands on. Let's rely on the rudder power of prayer. Let's let ourselves to the rudder power of prayer. Let it control.
The spaceship is not controlled
Chiri
by the
makore.
It's controlled
Chiri kutunga.
It's going.
Asuyo ainda machiri akagadzirirwa.
But the astronaut inside is
prepared. Even my conditions ekwa ari kuenda.
For the conditions of the destination.
As ari kudirectwa ne radar power.
Ne simbare radar.
Mburovira kuti kwanzi munamato. Wakafanana nerada.
The prophet said the prayer is like a radar.
God wants unit yerada church. Ndochi unit yozvakare cheprayer chinokondrora maKristu.
The radar is the one that controls Christians.
Radar power inoita chichikondrora chipasura nemako magore amunoona ari panapa.
The radar power passes through clouds.
Asimbori kure nekuti chiwa tofura.
These are not clouds.
Munema kutaona ari pasi apa. You will not see
clouds there.
You
are just going one way. You are moving at a speed faster than sound.
Asvari pasine rada vanenge vachitoona.
But in the control,
you don't know how many
kilometers
you are just. Chine target ekwa chiri kuenda.
It has got a target.
Avari kutoona. Ndozvinoita munamato.
That's what.
Unenge uchiona kwamurikuenda Eastleigh Church.
You'll be going.
Unenge ucho directa kwachiri kuenda.
You'll be directing where it's going.
Radar power inomuono wezviri mberi.
Radar power knows where it's going. Ine chengetedzo
yechimucheni ichi.
Amen.
Kunyange ndege dzese dzinofamba dzinodarirwa neradar ka.
All the planes that travel, they are directed.
Panapa harare panapa kuti mhare radar yavenenge yatoibata painopinda mu airspace yemuno ichibva inobatwa ma different airspaces. Kana South African airpinda mu South African airspace inofa kutokwana imomo yoto director.
Every time
kana vasingati kuti mhare vanotuti haimari.
It detected and it is told whether to land. Vanotuti
pa radar.
They catch. They see it on radar.
Zamprovida oti mina mato I radar power.
The prophet said, Munama, the prayer is simbare rada.
Zvinondiri kuti church.
I'm telling the church.
Kanandege.
If an airline,
is Malaysian Airlines,
Nidzakawanda. Ikashaikwa parada. If it is not found on the
moto zira kuti disaster.
You know,
kana watu ziva number ye flight yacho na airline yacho. Watu zori sekuru na mbuya angavari mo waende.
You know that.
Next time uchanga kwa paspe nyanza.
They will be found under.
Kana kuti watu shawa dona makomo.
Goro, they are bent beyond recognition.
But as long as the airplane is still on radar.
Hallelujah.
Wari kwa unenda wari ngavachita vasare ne wane awa wari pa airport.
They'll be knowing that they are.
Wari kuno wari ngavachita vasara wane awa kunosika uko.
Asika
shaiko pa rada.
But if they are not found
pa
on the radar.
Pa airport pano buda chipata pata.
There will be airline promotion 546.
Airline 546.
Airline 546.
Dakar, Johannesburg. Is missing on the radar.
Aisi kuonekwa pa rada.
Rada pano buda chipata pata.
There will be commotion.
Church.
What am I saying?
Musa,
don't be missing on the radar of prayer.
Musa,
don't be missing on the radar of prayer. If you are not on the radar of prayer,
pacha, it's a disaster.
Then you must try that it's a disaster.
The
prayers that we are doing,
it's not
because we are good at praying.
We know
prayer is rada.
If we are not on the
radar, there is a disaster. I'm telling you, Eastly Church, if you are not found on the radar,
it might take 5, 7, 10 years.
Mushazo Zitaura. You see,
but mukaramba muri parada.
But if you stay on
ndege
the
iyo,
that aeroplane,
you will arrive at destination. Zakana.
Arrive at this destination.
Destination yakatemerwa iyoyo. Irikunoshika.
It will arrive to the.
Vana vari mu New York. Nema pastor vakabata ikuzopa mama na daddy. Vani vaiti 1 hour more. They are sure it's coming. Radar power. Brother Maraire, radar power. Pare kudiwa radar power, sister Maraire.
Madai
zenyu mba menyu, newenyu murume mfichanoyo. Mopinda pa radar power. Pa radar power. Woni tabu does know the radar power.
Ibate bas.
Ndiani mo Eastly Church muno. Achapinda parada.
Who is going to go on the radar?
Ndiani achatitoda kupinda parada.
Who is going to go on the radar?
Church ngatipinde pamuna mato.
Let's go to prayer.
Church ngatina matirenyai.
Let's pray for this.
Church ngatinimbe namwari.
Let's depend on God.
Kutaura kwaita kushoma.
Let's talk.
Let's tone kwa parada power.
But let's be found on the
radar power mudzimba.
Radar power.
Radar power pamabasa.
Radar power.
Radar power muchurchi.
Radar power.
Brother Makwinya, radar power muchurchi.
Radar Makwinya, radar power.
I know it's taxing to pray,
those
but
that is no
radar power.
As simbare radar.
I read and close.
Doverenga ndopedza.
Countdown, paragraph 85. Oh my.
Nende shure. Paragraph 85.
Now. And remember, the astronaut is controlled by radar power.
Astronaut anotungamirwa nesimbare radar.
You seen them bring John Glenn in.
Makavaona vachipinza John Glenn.
I looked down there at Cape Canaveral.
Ndakatarisa ku Cape Canaveral.
And seen that great big radar thing.
Ndikaona zimshina ziguru reradar.
You couldn't even see him nowhere.
Hapana pawaimuona.
But you could tell where he was. You can't see him. But you can tell where he is. When you start to pray, we can't see you, Eastly Church. But we will know where you are. You are on radar.
For America,
now the airplane is crossing the Pacific. They will not see you, he but says, they can pick you on radar.
That's where he was.
No, Mangari, John
sorry. And you couldn't even see him nowhere, but you could tell where he was by the way that radar was pointing. That's where he was at. And we got a radar too. Prayer. Prayer is the radar power that directs the astronaut. Prayer is the rudder power that there is. Ask the Father anything in my name. I will do it.
See,
just watch the way the prayer is going.
But
when you finish
Many saints will say, Pastor, we should continue. There was a very sweet Christian experience this week. 5:30 a.m.
It's spiritual hygiene. It's rudder power. You keep focus through prayer. You don't keep focus by talking, discussing, and arguing, but you keep focus by prayer.
If a person goes out, who has a prayer? If you look at the person, you know you cannot talk to that one.
When Moses came
back,
glory in Oburutsuan Minamato.
There's a glory in Minamato. Some understanding that is brought down by prayer.
There are
some actions that are brought by prayer.
Disposition yako chaino shanwa Minamato.
You don't know how to go. Maybe my walk has got some pride in it. Now which step
must I say?
You are coming out of prayer. How can I answer this
message?
Maybe if I answer, I can disturb him. You are coming more.
Just watch the way prayer is going. You can see the way it's pointing. Just watch the way the church is praying. You can see the way the missiles will fly. Just watch the way the church is praying. You will see. You will see the way the missiles will fly. You can tell by the way the astronauts are traveling. By the way the church is praying. The spiritual astronaut
is
from countdown 33. The natural astronaut is controlled by a unit of radar on the ground. This radar controls it. You have watched this perhaps on television. When they go up, how miles and miles and miles away, you couldn't see nothing or anything. And yet this radar is pointing right to it. It's controlled by radar. The natural astronaut is controlled by radar. And the spiritual astronaut is controlled by a unit also. A unit of prayer. Aren't we spiritual astronauts? That controls the spiritual astronaut. Keeps him lined up in prayer. Oh, it's good, I tell you. Prayer keeps you lined up. Amamunamato une simba kurerutsa zino amamunamato une simba kurerutsa.
It lessens the burden.
Ndori kwira sei komo rinemi inobaya fugama una ndori kwira sei gomo rinemi inobaya fugama. Song leader. Ndori kwira sei gomo rinemi oh. Tose namufaro zino ndori kwirasaira inemi inzwa inobaya inofambika nomunamato ine minzwa inobaya. Hallelujah. You are sure this morning. Munama tono kutakura.
Prayer will carry you through.
Fugamauna. Fugamauna. Ine minzwa inobaya. Tishame miromo yedu chelevesa wapakadzika pamoyo. Ine minzwa inobaya fugamauna. 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 Inemitwa inobaya fugamauna. Inemitwa inobaya fugamauna. Chigadzi yakwana nguwe kuna mata umwe nomwe nenzira yake.
Prepare for a time of prayer.
Fugamauna. Fugamauna ama inemitwa inobaya fugama. Tichisvika pakunamata zvino umwe neumwe nenzira yake. Mwari tibatsirei.
God help us.
Mwari tiitirei nyasha. Tiri kuuya paaretari yenyu masikati anhasi.